This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Tonight I'm very lucky to have on the line Andrew Wales, who's the music director of the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic, and he's here to talk to me tonight about When Too Much Wagner Is Never Enough. Welcome back, Andrew, to Aesthetica.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
That's good. And thanks for talking to me tonight about the upcoming Wagner concert, which is next weekend, and we'll talk a bit more about that. But can you tell me a little bit about it? Because it's Wagner's 200th birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a double celebration. It's an unusual celebration in that we're celebrating 200 years of his birth, and also 130 years of his death. So it's sort of, you know, it's a double-ended celebration. And the whole world is basically going Wagner crazy. So we thought we'd join in and go a bit Wagner crazy too.
And that's really great, isn't it? Because now it's on at the, and I think the music of Wagner is really great. So it's really great to celebrate that. And of course, with the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic doing it, it's even going to be even better, isn't it? Because...
Well, we don't get to do it very often. Wagner is so huge. It's a massive logistic undertaking. And it's rarely heard in concert because it is so difficult and it's so big and it requires a huge orchestra and a huge chorus and big soloists and all the rest of it. So outside of the opera pits of the world, you know, Wagner's pretty rare, and it's a shame because as we heard from that fantastic orchestral piece, the famous Rite of the Valkyries, it's full of some stunning moments. And what I thought we would do in this concert is to try and celebrate his music, and rather than have to sit through one opera which goes for 4 hours, or in the case of the Ring cycle that we're hearing Melbourne, you know, 17, 18 hours or something, I think it lasts for, I thought let's take all the best bits and let's do 2 hours of hit after hit after hit. So it's literally, you know, 2 hours of the great hits from all of his operas, so the most famous or two movements of 10 different operas all in one concert. So, you know, for Wagner lovers, for opera lovers, for general classical music lovers, this is a way of getting a lifetime's worth of Wagner highlights all in one concert, which is actually very rare. I can't remember the last time there was an all Wagner concert in Melbourne. It's quite unusual. So, yeah, I'm hoping that people in this 200th year, this bicentennial year, will all come out of the woodwork and get their Wagner fix.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's great that we can do it in Melbourne. And I mean, for the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic to do it at the venue you're doing it at, which I will talk about dates and times, but it is at the Melbourne Town Hall, an amazing venue there as well.
It is.
Isn't it?
And it dates from, I mean, the nice thing about this concert is that Wagner was born 200 years ago, but he actually wrote his first opera the same year that the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic was founded. So, you know, it's about 165 years ago to the day that he wrote his first opera, and we were born in Melbourne here in 1853. So it's quite nice to be doing music that actually dates from that period that the Philharmonic was formed, that, you know, that time when around the world the great musical societies of London and Vienna and Melbourne and Toronto and Auckland and all the other places were being founded. And, you know, there's not many of the original ones left. You know, those great ones that I mentioned, like Berlin and Vienna and London, they're amongst the most famous organisations in the world. Now, Melbourne didn't quite turn out that way because, you know, eventually with wars and things, various orchestras reformed and the MSO was born, and they sort of took that mantle as the leading orchestra. Mm-hmm. But the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic Choir is still regarded as about the fourth oldest independent symphonic choir in the world. So, you know, we forget that Melbourne actually does have a really proud musical heritage, and the Philharmonic's been part of that from day one, since the 1800s.
And Andrew, that's a wonderful connection, isn't it, between Wagner and the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic?
Yeah.
And that's really good. Now, I note from the press release for the concert is that you've got soloist contralto Leanne Keegan.
The wonderful Leanne Keegan,
absolutely,
who in fact has sung around the world and sung for 10 years as the principal dramatic mezzo at the Deutsche Oper in Berlin, and specialised in Wagner, and in fact also recorded it with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra when they recorded the Ring Cycle about 10 years ago, to great acclaim. And she's performed that role in Europe and is a Wagnerian mezzo of distinction. So we're thrilled to have her singing a fabulous piece from Das Rheingold, known as Erda's Warning. Very dramatic moment in that opera, and she sort of rises up out of the ground and warns everybody of impending doom and gloom. So she's going to sing that role for us, and we've got three other fantastic soloists too. They're all.
Would you like to tell us about those soloists?
Sure.
Andrew?
We have not one but two sopranos. We have the wonderful Zara Barrett, and Zara is going to sing for us two arias from Tannhäuser. First of all, Dich Teure Halle, and also Allmächtige Jungfrau Hermine Flehen from the role of Elizabeth in Tannhäuser. Zara won the Australian Opera Award back in 2011, so she's a really great Australian voice. Mm-hmm. And the very distinguished soprano Rosamund Illing, very well known to Melbourne audiences, a superstar in her own right, and she's going to sing the magnificent Liebesdod, Isolde's song of death and transfiguration in Tristan and Isolde. It's one of the most glorious things ever written for soprano. She's going to sing that, and then they'll be joined by the Australian baritone David Wakeham, who has rarely performed in Melbourne, but in fact has performed at the great opera houses of the world. He's performed at La Scala Milan and in Germany and extensively in Switzerland and Greece and right around the world, and in fact has performed major Wagnerian roles in Europe himself. He's going to sing, again, an aria from Tannhäuser. There's a few coming from Tannhäuser, but also the very famous Wotan's Farewell from Die Walküre, which is a very dramatic moment from Act 3 of Die Walküre. So we have a really, truly international standard cast of soloists, and they'll be joined by a huge orchestra, I think about 90 players.
My goodness.
And a very large opera chorus of about 150. So it's quite a few people on stage to organise, but it'll be a great sound.
And in theatre or arts terms, it really is a cast of hundreds, isn't it?
It's a Cecil B. DeMille number, this one. Wagner's like that. It's one of the reasons why it doesn't get done very often, because it's incredibly difficult, just the logistics of the music.
Yeah.
You know, all those instruments and finding, you know, instead of having two horns, you need six, and instead of having two trumpets, you need six, and instead of having two basses, you need six, and, you know, 30-something violins. It's a huge amount of talent that needs to come together to perform any of Wagner's opera music, and it really is quite special. You know, it's I suppose, like the great symphonies of Mahler. They take their place as the high point, if you like, of Romanticism, when music actually grew to its biggest form and excess was the order of the day. But, you know, people love that magnificent sound. I mean, there's something really thrilling when you hear 90 players playing a Wagnerian overture or a great chorus with all those people singing and the orchestra playing, you know, fortissimo. It's really exciting, and I think there's lots of great tunes in this concert. People will really be surprised at just how much Wagner they do recognise.
And I think that Wagner is one of those types, is that type of music that you can recognise. And I mean, to put all this on and get, or, you know, all these people together, it must have been a lot of preparation and organising to get this up to speed.
Absolutely. We just had a rehearsal this afternoon. In fact, I'm just been cleaning up after them. We had the orchestra in this afternoon for a couple of hours, and, you know, it's really hard. People probably don't realise just how spectacularly virtuosic, the writing, you know, for the strings especially. Wagner is probably regarded as one of the most difficult of all composers of all time. It's really, really hard, but everyone's so excited to be doing this music. You know, the brass blow their heads off in this concert. There's so much music, and normally they'd be whinging about it because brass players, you know, complain that they've got too much to play usually. But in this concert, they're all so excited to have the chance to play these iconic pieces, these great scenes from operas that, you know, are rarely done in Australia, rarely done anywhere in the world, really. So to have them all in the one concert, it's really exciting.
That's, yeah, and I think that's great, Andrew. Now, Andrew, it's for everyone who wants to go, I'll tell my listeners where the tickets are available, but it is on Sunday the 13th of October at 5 p.m.
Yes, 5 p.m. at Melbourne Town Hall.
And when I first read the media release, I thought that was one concert that I wanted to do. But unfortunately, Aesthetica has a time slot change in our next season. So, and it's at 5 p.m. next Sunday.
Oh, dear.
So I can't get there.
Drat double daylight savings.
Yeah. Oh, well, but Andrew, it's Melbourne Town Hall, 5 p.m. on Sunday the 13th, which is a week today. And anyone who wishes to do that can just go to all the W's at trybooking.com/63604. Is that correct?
That's right. Yep, that's right. And if they forget that number, as long as they go to trybooking.com, they'll be able to use the search engine to find the Wagner Opera Spectacular. It'll be able to be looked up on the search engine there.
That's really good. Andrew, I'd really like to thank you for joining us tonight on Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. It's always a pleasure to talk to you on Aesthetica about some fabulous music that you do. So I'd like to thank Andrew Wales, who is the musical director of the Royal Melbourne Philharmonic. And it's all about Wagner next Sunday, the 13th of October at 6 p.m. at 5 p.m. at Melbourne Town Hall.
That's the one.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Colin. Thank you.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.